Well, from sunny California, we plunge into the kind of weather that many folk in more northerly parts of the U.S. face in winter. Here's this week's note on emerging science from Jenny Doring.
Winter in the north brings snow and ice and tons of salt on roads. In Washington state, for example, road crews apply about 4 tons of sodium chloride per mile every winter, just for a single lane. The salt certainly does the trick. It melts the ice and makes it less likely to refreeze. But there are economic and environmental costs. Both the sodium and chloride ions in salt are toxic to plants and animals when they accumulate in soil, streams, and groundwater. The ions also make cars rust and leach heavy metals from soils into the water supply. And salt on the roads attracts wildlife like deer and moose, causing deadly accidents. What's more, sodium can get into drinking water and be harmful for people with high blood pressure. Now universities are researching ways to put icy roads on a low-sodium diet. As well as experimenting with dried-out peonies, dandelions, and grass, they're proposing to substitute industrial byproducts derived from beets, sugarcane, barley, and cheese for some of the salt. These waste products are produced during sugar refining and cheese making. Using them to help in de-icing ensures that they don't go to waste and reduces costs for road clearing. For example, Polk County, Wisconsin is able to get cheese brine for free from a local dairy. The scientists say some of these additives actually lower the melting point of ice more than salt alone, a clear advantage in keeping roads clear and travelers safe. That's this week's note on emerging science. For Living on Earth, I'm Jenny Doring.